Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Mounting evidence.
More sickening stories are emerging from the town of Bucha.
Deadly tornadoes.
It shredded this neighborhood.
Ed Sheeran's copyright win.
Hopefully we can all get back to writing songs rather than having to prove that we can write them.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As the U.S. readies a new batch of sanctions against Russia, Ukraine warns more evidence of war crimes will emerge. Already, images of dead civilians and mass graves from the Kyiv suburb Bucha have stunned people all over the world. CBS's Holly Williams is in Ukraine.
The cruelty of Russian troops in Bucha is painful to look at, but Ukrainian investigators can't turn away. They're documenting it because Russia's been accused of war crimes.
You can see maybe one body.
Ukraine's Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky has this message for Vladimir Putin.
Go to hell.
Irina Abrovmova says her husband Oleg was the love of her life and describes how he was executed by the Russians. They took him from our home in his slippers, she says, made him kneel on the ground and killed him. In the city of Lviv, there was a candlelit vigil last night for Ukraine's civilian victims.
We want to pray for Ukraine. We hope that our nation will win.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The White House says the next round of sanctions that the U.S. and its allies will announce were already in the works before the world saw the scenes from Bucha. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It's a part of the continuation of our efforts to put consequences in place, hold Russian officials accountable.
Sources say the latest sanctions will target the family members of Russian officials and include a ban on new investment in Russia.
At least two people were killed as violent weather, including tornadoes and hail, battered several states in the south.
There are houses that are literally just slab. It's gut-wrenching.
He's in northeast Georgia, and so is CBS's Mark Strassman.
Bryan County's courthouse still stands, but its roof and surrounding buildings took a beating. Just as in nearby neighborhoods, where one woman was killed inside her mobile home, other houses flattened, crushed cars and trucks litter streets.
My son and my grandson had to get out the house because we were in a trailer.
Lord help the ones that are in the path of that tornado.
In South Carolina, power lines exploded under the force of strong wind gusts.
Now to Oklahoma, where CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on a bill about to become law that makes abortion a felony, with doctors facing up to 10 years in prison and big fines.
Keep your bands off our bodies!
Protesters outside the Oklahoma Capitol.
It is a dark day in Oklahoma.
After the Republican-controlled House passed a law banning abortions in the state, Oklahoma's bill is the latest in a series of anti-abortion laws passed by Republican-led state governments.
These laws are doing exactly what they've been designed to do, to make abortion providers fearful.
Rebecca Tong is the co-executive director of Trust Women, which runs one of Oklahoma's four remaining abortion clinics.
What I'm scared of is people will not be able to make a decision that fits their life.
In the Capitol attack investigation, a House panel interviewed Ivanka Trump yesterday, and the wheels are in motion against others.
There'll be an hour of debate, then a formal vote on this resolution recommending criminal prosecution against Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro, two Trump aides accused of stonewalling the House January 6 committee, and both of whom are accused of having knowledge of what was going on in the administration in the days before January 6th.
To recruit Americans to come to Washington with the false premise that January 6th would be an opportunity to, quote, take back their country.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A court victory today in London for singer Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
His 2017 hit Shape of You at the center of a copyright case, a suit brought by another performer who said a refrain had been lifted from a song he wrote earlier. A judge said no. Sheeran posted reaction on Twitter.
Lawsuits are not a pleasant experience, and I hope with this ruling it means in the future baseless claims like this can be avoided. This really does have to end.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A gunman shot and wounded two workers at an industrial plant last night in Anderson, South Carolina. It sent employees running to a nearby tavern.
Two employees from Francochet ran in the front door saying there was a shooting, so we took protocol and locked all the doors.
Police say the gunman shot and killed himself. Authorities believe he was a former employee. In California, a third suspect's been arrested in the Sacramento mass shooting. The Biden administration plans to freeze federal student loan payments through the end of August. It's an extension of a moratorium put in place during the pandemic. The government's also launching a study of long-haul COVID-19 cases where some symptoms linger for an extended period. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It affects approximately a third of people who've experienced a COVID-19 infection without a vaccine. And the symptoms can range from fatigue to brain fog, a shortness of breath.
All around the country, zoos are taking steps to protect exotic birds from a deadly bird flu. Sonny Nelson of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Some of our birds are exposed to wild birds, so we brought them all inside. So that includes our waterfowl, our Chilean flamingos.
Nearly 23 million chickens and turkeys have already been killed in the U.S. to limit the spread of the virus. Here's a headline. Fox attacks Democrat. Not Fox News, but a real fox. California Congressman Amy Barra and others reported getting bitten at the Capitol.
I felt something lunge at me from behind. I had my umbrella, thinking that I'd have to shoot a dog away. It's like, that's not a dog, that's a fox.
Hours later, animal control people captured a fox posting pictures on social media. One of the top teen idols of the early 1960s has died.
Spring will soon be gone.
Bobby Rydell, who had a string of hits and was in the 1963 movie Bye Bye Birdie, was 79. He died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital outside Philadelphia where he grew up. Well, baseball and Cracker Jack have gone together for more than 100 years, but now it's batter up for Cracker Jill.
Take me out to the ball game.
And there's a revamped song, too, as PepsiCo puts out special edition bags that pay tribute to women in sports.
Cracker Jill, no one can stop.
They'll be available at Major League ballparks all over the country. The company is also donating $200,000 to the nonprofit Women's Sports Foundation.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Some new numbers to think about if you keep tabs on the steps you take every day.
Those steps didn't bring me anywhere close to 10,000 today, but it looks like I don't have to be there. Researchers say 7,000 is now the new 10,000. people 60 and older. AdMed Health Orlando physical therapist and rehab supervisor Nay Rivas.
Most people walk somewhere between 3 and 4,000 steps on average a day. That's not very far from 7,000.
The study says that would reduce the risk of death by 50%. Bottom line, walking is good for you. You're probably doing it anyway. Just do it a little more without worrying about that 10,000 step obsession. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Instead of getting our steps, a lot of us spent time in front of the TV in recent days. The men's college basketball tournament on CBS and Turner posted a 13% ratings increase over last year. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.